come back in an article. He sent me a long article. He wrote up about it.
I'll bet it would be something he could use. You say the railroad was called the what?
Yellow Dog.
The
it still not goes by that.
And the company's name, though, was what?
It's IC Railroad. Belonged to IC. This year belonged to IC, too. Going through here.
But this was it called the Y and...
Y and MV.
And MV for Yazoo.
Yazoo, Mississippi Valley. And they call this old Y. That's a branch of it. Starts down, I don't know where. That's the main line now going to New Orleans. Uh-huh. All the heavy stuff goes down there.
Yes, I think it'd be...
Now, I'll tell you something else we had back in 1914. After that, had a fellow here, a Jew, coming here and did well. And he had a store and had a bank, and he went to Memphis, and he had a cotton up there, a cotton office up there.
If you don't mind, I'm going to take my
no,
coat off.
No, pull your coat off, no.
Warm.
And so 1914 come on, you know, that's when the war broke out. Well, he went broke, and he come down here and robbed the bank, and had these niggers like his nigger here, had 40, 80 acres of land. He took a mortgage and he had a power of attorney, boy, had a power of attorney, and he made him sign them all, and he put them all on record and went off. Well, hell, all this nigga in Tune County, he had 48 acres, nearly one of them, he had a mortgage on it. $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, and some of them lost the land.
They did.
Yeah.
He just moved in and signed them up.
Yeah. Then so he went to Memphis and... Well, there was one lady running the assassination house down there, whorehouse. Mamie. He got $20,000 from her.
He's really here. Where did you say he came from?
I don't know. He came over here by Oxford somewhere. He married a lady over there. And one of these houses right there in the town, he built it in 1910 and moved in it. He made lots of money. But that broke him. He got 2 foot out on a limb. Cut one to a nickel, you see. And that fall, and that's what broke him. And he left here then the next spring, in 14.
Mm-hmm. You say these the families who came down and bought the old plantations, some of them didn't do so well after a while. They lost the, because when cotton...
No, they all, you take now down here at Cleveland, they got a syndicate down there belonging to the English, about, I reckon, 14 or 20,000 acres. And up here now, they had a company up here called Merrimack. But they didn't go broke, they sold out.
Sold out in time.
Yeah, sold out in time, yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys running now?
Yes, it's, I think it's okay. They, these big plantations...
Well, when I came here, there was about 5 men on the county. And like I told you, I was Abby up here. Then these people come in from England and bought what they call bought it up there. They had several thousand acres. Then brothers at Hollywood, then Cock and out here, and Mr. Stern at Evansville, then Sledge and down at Dundee. That was a big hell. They owned practically the whole county, had all the money.
I see. And the colored people were left over from the Civil War?
Oh, we had plenty of niggers. You can tell that's so about many niggers. Yeah. They was all ran them off in the places because they didn't want to pay them any of that government money. No, they was working on the fourth and the half. Some of them, you know, had their own mule, didn't sell a mule, then run them the land on the fourth, see, and charge them.
Oh.
Then they made $25 to $50 a bale on the cotton.
So when the war was over then, what happened to the plantations and how did they get rid of the labor? I'm not sure.
Well, they kept the labor until last few years, till this panic come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You,